I guess we're holding two dots right at the bottom of the page, Mem Ches Beis, right by the two dots, Tanya, but just in agreement to what Liam pointed out, that in the last one we brought four proofs as to a source for a bracha by Birchas HaTorah. We had the Kal V'Chomer, we had the Nasa on the Chav, and on the Chav, the Gezeirah Shava from food to Torah. We had Rameir said, Kishen Shavach HaTayv, Kach V'Rach La'ra, and the fourth one was HaTayv HaTayv, HaTayv refers to Torah, HaTayv refers to Bein Yishlayim, so it's another source you make a Birchas HaTorah. We were bothered by the third source of Meir. We're in Kishen Shavach HaTayv, Kach V'Rach La'ra, is there a source of Birchas HaTorah? And the answer to that, there is not. That was just relevant to the topic of making brachas. Rameir threw in that you make a bracha on Ra, just like you make a bracha on Tayv, but that L'chor wouldn't be a riot to Birchas HaTorah. That's a good point. Tanya. Rav Elazar Omer. Whoever doesn't say the words Eretz, Chemda, the desirable land, Taiva, the good land, Ruchava, Birchas Aretz, the spacious land, in Birchas Aretz, he doesn't say those words, Umachas Beis David B'nei Yishlayim. Nor, if he doesn't say Machas Beis David in B'nei Yishlayim, L'yatzadei Chavasai, he's not Yitzis Chiyiv of benching. Nachum Azakin Aimer Tzach Shizkuba Bris. You have to say Bris. Rabbi Yossi Aimer Tzach Shizkuba Taira. You have to say Taira. Plema Aimer Tzach Shiyakdam Bris Taira. When you say Bris and Taira, you have to put the Bris before the Taira. Shizunan and Bishalash Brises. The Taira was given with three Brises, whereas top of a Memtas Mahal, Vizunan and Begigim Brises, whereas Bris Mila was given with 13 Brises. What does it mean the Taira was given with three Brises? The Taira was given with three Brises because it's three places we got the Taira that the Kosh Baruch gave us over the Mitzvah. Machlokes is what three places are. Rashi will go with Rashi's Malach. Rashi says, Har Sinai, obviously, that everyone agrees. Oyel Mayad, Rashi learns, is with Har Sinai. It was an explanation of what was given by Har Sinai. Arvis Mayad is number two. Hagriz Mar Evil is number three. And every time the Torah was given, Kosh Baruch made a treaty with us. If you keep the Torah, things will be good. If not, Chalila, they're not. That's a bris. So three times we got the Torah with a bris. And how do you know Bris Mila has 13 brises? Because it says the word by Bris Mila, the parasha Bris Mila says the word bris 13 times there. And therefore, as 13 brises by Bris Mila, three by Torah, and therefore says, play my, that when you, in benching, when you reference bris and reference Torah, bris should go before Torah. It's what we do. Al brischa, shechasam divisvein, about terascha, shelamatanu. We say al brischa before al terascha. It's based on this. Based on this Gemara, why do we say, just going back a little bit, why do we say Malchus in Malchus based David in the Brach of Neid Lecha? So Rashi learns because David was Mekadesh Yerushalayim. So we're talking about the Eretz of Eretz Israel. David was Mekadesh Yerushalayim, and therefore we say Malchus based David. Meiri says because in the future the rebuilding of Yerushalayim will be at the time where we there's a reenactment of Malchus based David. So it's going on the future. Rashi learns it's going on the past. The reason why we're saying all these things, Eretz, Chem, Tayyar, V'chava, in these psukim, so different malachim in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yena and the Ritva explain, is because the psukim in the Torah, when it refers to the Eretz, the psukim in Shemais, the psukim in Yirmiyo, it says all these milos. So when we say the benching, it makes sense for us to say these milos, simple, very practical mahalach. The other, I don't know if this is from the Rishonim, this sounds like it's really for the Achreinim, but they say, you say that we have a concept, Ein Adam Meirat Ela B'teich, Sviya. A person, when he sins, when he is mired, usually he's in a good spot. Usually, sometimes on the contrary, it's in a bad spot. That's why he sins. But a person is very satiated. He gets a little gaivadik, a little full of himself. When he's very satiated in general, it could be not just food, it could be overall satiation. But when he's satiated, that's when he sins. So when a person finishes eating, it's a very specific time to mention all these things, the Eretz. Give us perspective. When a person finishes eating, you shouldn't get too physically full and start to forget Chalila, Hashem, and Torah mitzvahs. That's a good time to mention Bris, Torah, and all these things. That's another reason why these things are set up here. Okay. Tap of Mepteh from Abba.
Wouldn't you say the
Abris
first? Come out of Rome, and it came first before the other things.
Okay. Yeah, the Gemara is saying, yes. It's in the, that's the Gemara gave a different reason of three Abris versus 17 Abris, but you're saying that in the Parsha of Abris, in the Torah came first. Okay. Very good. Rabbi Yemer. Rabbi Abba says, in benching, one has to say a Yidah for the land in the beginning and end of the bracha. What do? We say Neidelcha, right? Neidelcha, and then we say Valkal Hashem Elokeinu Nachnu Meidim Lach. We say Yidah. Both let's consider the beginning. It's interesting. Valkal is considered the end of the bracha, the beginning and end of the bracha. Okay. One who's going to not say two, he's supposed to say two. One of you in the end. Even if you're not going to say two, you should say at least one. You're not going to say two, say one. Yidah. One who doesn't say even one Eida, Harizim Maguna, it's a disgrace. Now, Birchas Aretz is thanking Hashem for, it's mentioning that Hashem was Meirish to us, Eretz Israel. One who says that Kosh Baruch is Mancha, all lands, to all people, so Gemara's going to say that's a boor. Or Mashiach Yisrael b'vayin Yishlayim. Or one who sticks in that Hashem's a savior of Yishlayim in b'vayin Yishlayim. Harei's a boor. That's a boor. The reason why, going back to the first one, Achayis Manach Haaretz is Perchas Haaretz is a boor. So it's very interesting. Basically, points out it's true. All lands that all nations have, who was Manachal to them? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an untrue statement, but it's defeating the whole purpose. The whole purpose is we're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael that we got. It's the uniqueness, the specialty of us getting Eretz Yisrael, and by saying Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Manachal all lands to all people, it's diminishing the whole point. So while it's a true statement, it's defeating the purpose. And by the way, we quoted these statements from Rab Abba. Rab Abba, Rav Haigai points out, Rab Abba is whom? We had the other day, Shmuel said Abba for dessert would have the pigeons. Shmuel said, I'd have the mushrooms. Abba for dessert, you'd have the pigeons. He calls him Abba. We said he called him Abba either because of Lashem endearment or because his name was Abba, was indeed Abba. So if Haigai says Abba refers to Rav, we're in a brisa. Very good, we're in a brisa. We know we have a cloud, Rav Tanu Palag. Rav Tanu Palag, typically you don't find Rav actually quoted in brises, and certainly not Mishnayis, but Rav was a Tanu Palag. He was the end, he was a Talmud of Rebbe, he was the end of the Tanoim, last Tana, first Amira, and therefore it's possible to find in a brisa, and this is one of the cases, according to Vagain, that we find, it's an interesting point, we find Rav in a brisa. Actually, it's also interesting to note, because we're quoting a few dinim here from Rav, some of these dinim, we're going to have Tamide Rav quote later, that they argue opposite. So we're saying this for Abba, who's Rav. We're going to have an opposite opinion from, I believe, from some of the Amaron later in name Rav. Let's see. Let's keep that in mind. Harei Zabur, Vatera Birchas Aretz, V'choshen Amar Bris, Vatera Birchas Aretz. Whoever doesn't say Bris and Terna and Birchas Aretz, I notice again, it puts Bris first, the way we just learned on top of Amid. U'machas Beisavin Yishlayim, whoever doesn't say Machas Beisavin, in Bani Yishlayim, Lo Yatzne Chavasai, he's not Yetza, his Yidei Chavasai. Mesele, Eloi, this is right to Eloi, Amar Belay, Amar Bekit, Yaakov, Acha, Mishim Rabbeinu, Koshlei, Amar Bris, Vatera Birchas Aretz. What we just said, whoever doesn't say Bris Terah in the Bracha of Neidlcha, doesn't say Machas based of it in the Bracha of Ben Yishlayim and Rachim, Pligibar Abba Ben Yishlayim, Rabban and Chadamar, Hatayv Vamate of Sricha Malchus, one says that Mate of needs Malchus. The Chadamar ain't Sricha Malchus. What does it mean, Malchus? Baruch Ata Hashem, and Lekainu Melchalim. We had a machlekes early in the Zechta, whether a Bracha without Malchus is a Bracha. Rav says, Bracha with Hashem Hashem is not a Bracha. Birchon says, Hashem Hashem is not enough. You need Malchus to be a Bracha. Here we have machlekes that Abba Yosef Ben Destoy and the Rabban, this machlekes ready in the Tanoim, whether or not Hatayva Meitiv needs Malchus. Explains the Gemara, beautiful Psha in this machlekes. Man Damar Tzricha Malchus, Kasavi de Rabbanan. Man Damar Tzricha Malchus, Kasavi de Raisa. We just had on Memchesim Abayez. What do we have? A machlekes? Whether Hatayva Meitiv is deraisa or derabanan. If Hatayva Meitiv is deraisa, it's part of benching Me'ikar Adin. If it's part of benching Me'ikar Adin, then it's a bracha smuch l'chaverta. It's a continuation of the prior brachas, and therefore it doesn't need a new shem malchus in Hatayva Meitiv, because it's a continuation of the prior brachas. If you hold it's derabanan, so granted the rabbis put it as part of benching, but it's not really part of benching. Therefore it's its own bracha. If it's its own bracha, it needs its own. Asks Rashi, one second. But if you hold that, according to Mandamar, that it's deraisa, atav meitiv, and therefore it doesn't need malchus, it doesn't need a bracha at all. We start off bracha to Hashem. We actually say, and we say malchus. But al kelavino makenu, even if you want to say it only malchus, that means it's deraisa. If it's deraisa, it's together with the prior brachas. It's a brachas mechaverta. A brachas mechaverta doesn't need the word bracha at all in the beginning. It shouldn't. So shouldn't need malchus, shouldn't need bracha at all. Taisa says, enachanami. Taisus, according to that opinion, you wouldn't need bracha at all. Taisus says Rashi's gash is so stark, you wouldn't need bracha at all, according to that opinion. Rashi gives an explanation, I don't fully have it clear. He explains that it's like one inyan of one bracha, like a bracha of Paris, and therefore you do need a bracha at the beginning. Rashi gives an answer to the question, but Taisus Taka says, enachanami, you wouldn't need baruch, just like you wouldn't need malchus, according to that opinion. Okay. But again, it's a nice lamdash explains the machlekes. Whether Ateva Meitiv needs malchus, and according to Taisus, even the word baruch, is totally whether it's part of benching deraisa, then it wouldn't need it. If it's drabbanan, then it does need it because it's a separate entity, even though we always say it together benching, if it's a separate entity rabbinically, and therefore needs baruch and malchus. Tarabban. Mao chesim. How does one end off the bracha of rachim? So there's two ways to have a gears over here. One gears is, the gears that some of the shrinim have, is not what we have, is b'nei yushlayim. That's answer number one, is Tanakh Mishita. How do you finish the bracha of rachim, which is what we do? B'nei yushlayim, b'nei rachim yushlayim. I mean, that's how we finish off. That is Tanakh Mishita number one in this brisa. The other way to read the brisa is, it was one big question. Mao chesim of b'nei yushlayim. How do you end off the bracha of b'nei yushlayim? It's one question. Okay, it's not two separate opinions here. And basically, the Eimer, Mashiach Yisrael. The Rebbe explains that you end off with Mashiach Yisrael. So again, according to the gears of the shrinim, that's not what we have in our Gemara, but the one I'm gonna choose to go with is Mao Chesim Tanakama says Bainu Yishlayim. Rabbi Yisrael came along and argued, says Mashiach Yisrael. Says my Mashiach Yisrael, Yisrael in, you end off with Mashiach Yisrael and not Bnei Yerushalayim. That's the basic nusach. You don't say that? Says Gemara, El Eimah. By the way, if you remember before, we had from Rabbi Abba, who said one who ends off with Mashiach Yisrael and Bnei Yerushalayim is considered a boor. Here we have my number of Yisrael, who's clearly saying that you end off Mashiach Yisrael. So the Gemara is not asking that as a question because they can argue. He certainly, he was before Rav, before Rav Abba, he could argue. Fine, but the question is, you not say Bnei Yerushalayim going to Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Ema Af Mashiach Yisrael. You say both. You say Mashiach Yisrael and Bnei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Rav Huna, Ikla Rishkulusa, Rabbi Rav Huna came to Rishkulusa, Pasap Chad Vasat Vasat Vatarti. He began this third bracha with one topic, Rachim Rasha Mekenu. By the way, we say two topics. What do we say? Rachim Rasha Mekenu, Al Yisrael Amecha, Va'al Yerushalayim Yerecha. It's Mashiach Yisrael and Bnei Yerushalayim. So he said, Pasach Bechada, not both. He started with one, and Sayim Batarti. He Taka finished the bracha with two. We're Messiah actually with one. Bainir Shlaim, that's it. We don't say anything about Mashiach Yisrael. Amar Chiz, Gvarta, Lamechta, Gvaras Mechta Batarti. Is it a Gvura? Is it showing greatness by answering the two subjects, by answering Mashiach Yisrael? And we can see the whole next Gemara, answering two subjects in a bracha is actually not a mile. It's supposed to have a focus of one focus on a bracha. Saying two is a mile of a tiny Rabbi Aimer, ain't Chais Mashiach. We don't sign off a bracha with two, and therefore, he says the saying Mashiach Yisrael and Bainir Shlaim is not the right way. You should only say one, and name me which one. Bainir Yerushalayim, Kufa. Rabbi Yom Eichais Mashayim. You don't end off a bracha with, you don't sign off with two topics. Why not, by the way? So Rashi explains, it's interesting. Rashi explains over here, the Gemara is going to ask the question later, and the Gemara is going to say the answer. It seems like Rashi, Rashi must not have had the Girsa in the Gemara about 10 lines from now, where it says the reason, because otherwise, why would Rashi explain over here? Rashi says the reason is, because Ein Eisim Mitzvahs, Chavilas. You don't do mitzvahs in bundles. When you put two topics into a bracha, it's like you're bundling the mitzvahs. You're doing two topics. You're doing two mitzvahs, so to speak, two inyanim at once. We like to keep everything separate. Why? Why does the ein eisim mitzvah chavilas? So machlekes actually Rashi Taisus. What logic is? Rashi is in Seita Davches and Taisus Meikut in Davches. Ironically enough, Rashi said Davches says the reason is because it looks like it's a burden. You're trying to get rid of a burden so by chopping a couple mitzvahs at once. You know, Pashi could look and say chopping a rind, doing as many as possible. It looks like you're just trying to check off boxes and check it off your list. Not that you're doing a mitzvah with enjoyment. Lishma Taisus says different. Taisus says every mitzvah requires full attention. So if I'm doing two mitzvahs at once, there's no way for me to focus on both mitzvahs at once. But either way, the idea is that you don't do mitzvahs in a grouping either because of burden or because of focus. So too, when it comes to brachas, we're saying ein chais ben b'shtayim, and the Gemara is going to explain later. Rashi says over here again that what? Why not? Because you don't sign up for two because it's making mitzvahs as chavilas as bundles. Actually, Levi the Rebbe, we had this question really addressed early in the Masechta. Ala aretz v'ala mazain. We conclude the bracha, the second bracha of benching. Ala aretz v'ala mazain. Is that not two things? Gemara says no. Eretz to mapka mazain. It's the land that gives off the mazain. It's one and the same. The point of the focus of the praise is, you can go either direction, is the land that gives off the mazan, or the mazan that comes from the land, either way, but the point is it's one idea. Similarly, Aleph Tzal Peiris, the Mar asks, Aleph Aretz Tzal Peiris, same answer, Eretz Tamafka Peiris, Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim, it's getting a little more difficult, Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim and Azmanim, that's Klai Yisrael and the Yom Tevim, two separate things, no, Mekadish Yisrael, Dikachin Azmanim, Akash Baruch is Mekadish Yisrael, who in turn, Klai Yisrael Mekadish Azmanim, therefore the bracha is the Kiddush of Klai Yisrael, who are Mekadosh Zmanim. Of course, you say this by Yom Tov, so it is because of the Zmanim that you're mentioning it, but the Iker Kiddush is the Kiddush of Yisrael, not the Zmanim. Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodashim, same question, same answer. Yisrael, the Kachinu Rosh Chodashim, it's Mekadosh Yisrael who sanctify Rosh Chodashim, therefore it can still be considered one topic. Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh Shabbos Yom Tov Yisrael Zmanim. Now we're stuck. When it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say Mekadosh Yisrael. Sorry, I skipped. Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael Zmanim. And famously, why is it separated? You think Shabbos and Yom Tov are similar, and Yisrael is separate. Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael Vazmanim. The reason is very simple, because Shabbos comes every 7 days, doesn't need human sanctification, it's automatically Kaddish every 7 days, whereas Zmanim, Yom Tovim, are only with Kiddush HaChodesh. So Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael has Kedusha, and Yisrael is able to be Mekadosh the month, which leads to Zmanim. But now we have a problem. How are you going to make that into one thing? That L'chura is clearly going to be at least two, right? Yisrael Vazmanim can be one. Shabbos is a separate one. Says the Gemara, you're right, Chutz Mizu. This is an exception. This one is the case we have a bracha where you're saying two things. Ask the Gemara, no, that's not a good answer. Why is there an exception? Maishna, why is there an exception over here? Says the Gemara, hachachadhi hasam tarti. Over here, it's an exception and it's an acceptable exception. Why? Because it's all about Kiddush. It's not all about Kiddush. Mekadosh Shabbos. And Mekadosh Yisrael, who sanctify Yom Tov. It's taka two different things, Shabbos and Yisrael, but it's all at least about being Mekadosh, being sanctifying Klai Yisrael, sanctifying Shabbos, which sanctifying Klai Yisrael leads to sanctifying Yom Tov. It's all about sanctification, great, all about Kiddush. Whereas over there, Hasam Tarti, going back to Neidelcha, Going back to, I'm sorry, what was the double over there? He said, Meshi Yisrael, and Bin Yishlaim, thank you. Meshi Yisrael and Bin Yishlaim are two separate things. Kol Chad V'Chad V'Apin Avshe, L'Maisa, the two separate paces. Even though, by the way, the Mandam we spoke of before, maybe we didn't speak it out, but we should have. The Mandam says that you say Meshi Yisrael and Bin Yishlaim is because it's going to be simultaneously, right? That Kosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back, going to save us and bring us back into Shlaim at the same time. So the two things will be happening at the same time in the future, but at the end of the day, it's still two completely separate ideas. One is saving Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael could be saved in some far out land in the middle of nowhere. And number two is bringing us back to Yerushalayim. It's still two separate ideas. Even though Mitzvah Shema will happen simultaneously, it's still two separate ideas. And therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha and sign off with these two separate ideas. Even though by Kiddush Shabbos Yisrael Vazmanim, over there we have an exception. Okay, time of my, why in general, again, this is the line that the Tiktuk Sefer from say, Rashi must not have had, otherwise he wouldn't have said it early in the Gemara. The time of my, why are we chayes b'shtayim? If you say we don't do mitzvahs in bundles. My havila. Back to the bracha v'nishlayim. How do you conclude? Amar v'sheishes depends how you started. Pasal bracha malam chayisrael. If you started off with a rachem na alam, we do say that lashon chayes b'mishisrael. So you have to conclude me'ain the way you started, which is about saving chayisrael. Pasal bracha malam chayisrael. If the rachem was focused on yishlayim, chayes b'mishlayim. You focus on Ben Yishlaim. Rav Nachman Amar, if you pass Rav Nachman Yisrael, even if you saw Rav Nachman Yisrael, Chesem Ben Yishlaim, you're still Chesem Ben Yishlaim. We taka do that, but not really fully, because we say, Rachem Noah Yisrael Amecha, Va'a Yishlaim Recha. The next word is A Yishlaim anyway, so we do start with Yishlaim as well, but the immediate beginning of what we start is A Yisrael Amecha. And we still end off only Ben Yishlaim. Why is that? Why is Rav Nachman saying, even when you pass Rav Yisrael, you end off with Ben Yishlaim, Chesem Ben Yishlaim, Mishum Shenemar, Ben Yishlaim, Nitche Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Amos said, Ben Yisrael Hashem, Pizman Shem Nitche Yisrael Yechanes, when the Ben Yisrael gathered, which is what we just pointed out before. That's going to be the same time that the Ben Yisrael is going to be when the Nitche Yisrael gathered. So even if you start with Rachim Ra Yisrael Amecha, you still can finish off Ben Yisrael because it's simultaneous. It's very interesting. This Gemara is saying that ultimately, Rav Nachman's explanation would really lead to almost an answer to say that's not considered two fully separate in Yenu, because the Pasuk juxtaposes these two things, and therefore maybe saying both in the end will not be so shver according to Rav Nachman. The Gemara does not spell that out, that last jump for us. The Gemara just says, even if you started with the Lashon Rachem HaYisrael, you still end off with Ben Yishlayim, according to Rav Nachman, because the two things are related. The Gemara does not make the jump to say, and if you can say both, that the Gemara doesn't give us that option. Amar Rav Zeidah of Chizda, Nesi Mar Nisni. Come learn with me. Come learn Gemara with me. Amar Lei, so if Chizda back, Brichas Mazana Lekamina, Vesanui, Mesis, and Nesina. I don't even know Brichas Mazan. And I'm going to learn with you Gemara. Amar Lei said, what are you talking about? Hey, what do you mean you don't know Brichas Mazan? Amar Lei, so if Chizda back, Tikli the Beirish Glusa, I was invited, I was visiting the house of Beirish Glusa, Ubarchi Brichas Mazana, and I said Brichas Mazan, Vizak Vishesh Lekui, Alaik Kechiva. And Vishesh straightened his neck on me like a snake. He was all over me to attack for my way of benching. If I'm honest, Rav says, why? What did you not do? What did you do wrong? Rav said, I didn't say bris, Torah, or malchus. I didn't say those things that we said you have to say in benching, that we had in the memchasa bay at the bottom. I didn't mention those things in my benching. Why didn't you? Like Rav Chanan Amarav. Here's the point that we mentioned before, that before we were quoting from, in that memory, the top of the Amud, we were quoting from Abba, Tzarek Shem Haridat Chil V'Soif, And actually over there we said more things you shouldn't say. Here we're saying that in the name of Chanan Amarav, that Lo Yamar Bris, it was a continuation of that same brisa of discussing Bris and all those other things. Here we're saying Rav Chanan Amarav, that Lo Yamar Bris v'Teira Malchus Yatza. Okay, if you didn't say Yatza, it doesn't mean that you aren't supposed to say Lechatchila, but if you didn't say it, Bris Teira Malchus Yatza. Bris Lefishena Menashem. The reason why Yatza is because Bris is not from Menashem, and yet Nasim Mechuf to bench. So it must be that Bris is not requisite. Teira Malchus Fishena Lo Menashem Avadim. And similarly, Teira Malchus are not found by Menashem or Avadim, and Avadim also have to bench. Every Kanani is chiv to bench like Anisha, and therefore, since Torah Malchus is not found by Nashim Avadim and Bris is not found by Nashim, therefore, must be those things are not ma'akiv. So, if you leave it out, it's not ma'akiv benching. So, not really steer to what we said before. Before we said that you should say it. And here we're saying, if you don't say it, you're still yetsa. The lashon of the Gemara before was, whoever doesn't say these things, like yatsi de chavasai. And I forgot to point out over there, the first Rambam attack over there, does that mean mamish leyatsi chavasai, not yetsa benching? Or does it mean you're not yetsa mina mufcher? From this Gemara, it would sound pretty clear, assuming Rav is Rav Abba, and the Bryce over there was working with Rav. And here we have Rav saying that you're yetsa, but it's not like tchila. It would seem like what it just means over there, you're not yetsa mina mufcher, but yetsa you are. Vashaf is called, Pei Shulamai seems to say that you're talking about yetsa. Vashaf is called, Tanai Vamroi, Avtik Rav. So ask from Zera. You have all these Tanam and Ram saying you have to say Bris. You have to say Torah. You have to say Malchus. And you left them and went like Rav was Pshat. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? That's why Rav Sheshi was upset at you. He was correct for being on you like a snake because Yutaka shouldn't have sided with Rav over all the other Tanam and Amram. Okay. If it sounds familiar, it should be. We had earlier Machlekes Tanayim where the Tanam Meitiv needs Malchus, and we explained what's the Machlekes. If Hatayva Meitiv is the Raisa, continuation of benching, and if it's Brachas Muchaverta, therefore it doesn't need Malchus. If it's a Bracha Derabban, and if it's a new Takana, then it would need Malchus because it's a separate Bracha. Fine. So now comes along Rabbi Meir and says that Tanam Meitiv needs Malchus. Ask the Mar Maika Mashmalan. What's the chiddush? Ask the Rishonim. What do you mean? What's the chiddush? It's a machlokes tanoim whether or not it's the rice or abundant, and therefore that was the lumdus of whether you need malchus or not. That's a gishmak chiddush. He's paskining that it needs malchus, meaning it's drabanan. Why would that not be a chiddush? Answer the Rishonim that cannot be a bechira means amaram. It's very big aside. Tanoim we're accepting when they speak a little cryptic, when they don't say what they mean, when they don't say the ikker, when they don't say the ikker. You said clearly it happens. It's not uncommon for tanoim to give a machlekes cryptically, and we have to figure out what they're saying. Amaraim is expected for them to be more elaborate. If Rebbe Yechon meant to say halacha is that tanoim is drabanan, let him just say that. And once it's drabanan, I know you have to say shem malchus. The fact that he says you need shem malchus must be telling us something else. So my kamash, what's the chiddush? Says Mar Kabracha Shema Malchus Leish Babracha. Rabbi Yechon is the one. If you remember, we quoted before. Rav says every bracha needs Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yechon is the one that says every bracha needs Shem Malchus. So Vaitus, what's this chiddush from Rabbi Yechon the Zimna? He already told us that halacha. So what's the chiddush over here? I'm Rabbi Zeir is talking new chiddush over here. Not that it's drabanan, it's a new chiddush. Leima Shetzicha Shtei Malchus in the bracha they made to say Malchus twice. Chad today, one of itself. Chad to Benishlayim. Benishlayim. Ironically enough, here's the big irony. Before we were saying if it's smucha chaverta, you have the bracha from before. Well, guess what? The bracha from before doesn't even have malchus. Benishlayim doesn't have malchus either. It's missing malchus. You need to have in the bracha of atay meitiv the malchus, the word malchus twice. You need two references to malchus. Why? Which, by the way, we say right. Bracha to Hashem elikenu melech ha'olam hakel avinu. What's the next words? Malkenu. So we have Malkenu, and we have Melech Olam. We have Malchus twice. You need one for itself, and one to make up for the missing Malchus from Bnei Yerushalayim. Iyach Yifes Amar in my class, you should need a third. Chad Adei, Chad Bnei Yerushalayim, Chad Berchaz Aretz. One of itself, one of Bnei Yerushalayim, and one of Neid Lecha. It's also missing, it's missing Malchus. Ella, Berchaz Aretz, my time, Alem, Shmatali, Berchaz Mulcha Verta. Lechari Berchaz Aretz, why does it not need it? Because Berchaz Mulcha Verta. So Bnei Yerushalayim, Ami, like to buy, should need because Berchaz Mulcha Verta. Says Gemara, Tav Berchaz Mulcha Verta as well. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Who identified Bnei Yerushalayim Rami Abayim? Bnei Yerushalayim really didn't need it. Ela Aidi the Amar Malchus based David Lav Erich Ara Kli Amar Malchus Shemayim. You're right. Really doesn't need it. The reason why he's saying Sepe Shem Malchus is not because it's missing it. It's not missing it because you have Baruch Hashem Chaverta going back all the way to the first Baruch Menching. They're all some Chaverta, and therefore you don't need Malchus. Why do you say David Malchus? New reason. Because if you're saying Malchus based David, it doesn't pass to mention Malchus based David without mentioning Malchus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore you're saying an extra Malchus because you say once you refer to Malchus based David, you want to refer to Malchus Hashem as well. Rav Papa Amar Hachik Amar Tzricha Shtei Malchus Levar Mididei. Rav Papa says no. Indeed, you attack any three, not two. You need three. One for itself. One for and one taka for neidlacha. You would need three. Where's the third, by the way? Later in hamelech hatayv ha'meitav akol. Later in that same bracha, right? So again, elakena melech olam, akel avinu malkenu is number two, and hamelech hatayv ha'meitav akol is number three. Taka every three times. Yes, Rav Zeir b'chayv Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol was saying in front of Huna. Yes, v'kamer and Rav Gidol was saying as follows: Tavli hiskas shal Shabbos. If you don't say it, say in benching on Shabbos. Aimer, what could you say? Baruch. This is very important. The newer benchers, the art school for sure, and the sitter has this. Baruch shenasan Shabbos is the menucha. Lami Yisrael, you can make this bracha. Bahava, he gave Shabbos Yisrael. Bahava lois lebris. Baruch Makat the Shabbos, and you say that bracha, it's funny, in the place of Ritzei, even though Ritzei doesn't have a bracha before and after, once you're saying it by itself, it now requires a bracha and a bracha before and after, otherwise it was absorbed into the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, but now it needs its own bracha, but you can say that in your Yitzah. Amalei Man Amr, who said this, who gave this Yitzah of saying this bracha when you miss Ritzei? Rav, we're going to see very shortly a massive qualification. It only works before you say the next bracha, before you say the next bracha. So basically, you finished Bnei Yerushalayim Amen. I didn't say Ritzei. So right then and there, you can make this bracha. The second you stop bracha, Hashem kemech olam. It's like by Shemar Nesrei. The second you stop Yisro Shalom, you stepped out. You can't go back to Ritzei and say Av Yava. You blew it here too. The second you stop bracha, Hashem kemech olam, you no longer go back. So the saving grace is very, very short lived. It's only if you remember it right away. Similarly, Hadias Fakamis. Afterwards, you're sitting and saying Tavla Yisker Shal Yamtiv. If you didn't mention on Yamtiv, Aimer, meaning you didn't say like Yav Yava and Yamtiv, Aimer. Baruch Shas Yom Tevim, Lami Yisrael, L'Simcha, L'Zikaron, for Simcha, L'Zikaron, Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael, V'Azmanim, Amar Lei, Man Amra, who told you this halacha, that you can make this bracha and replace Yalv Yavai, if you missed it, A Rav, again, author was Rav Yehuda, said it was Rav. Had Yosef a third memra. He sat and he said, Tovle Hiskish of Rosh Chodesh, if one made a mistake and didn't mention Rosh Chodesh and Mechaz Mazen, Aymer, he says, Baruch Shas Rosh Chodesh and Lama Yisrael, Lizzie Karin. Vle Adani, Yama Basimcha, Yama Basimcha. I don't know by Rosh Chodesh if you say Simcha, not in that bracha, Ichasim Melechasma, or if you say in that bracha or not, Idide, Idrabi. And this one, I don't know if it was his own teaching or this is also a memra of Rav. Gidl Bar Minyami, Koy Kamed of Nachman. Gidl Bar Minyami was sitting in front of Nachman in on a day of where we're supposed to add one of these things to benching Shabbos, Yom Tov, Tar of Nachman. Nachman made a mistake. Top of Ambeis, Hadal the Risha. He left out either Ritzei or Yav Yavi, whatever it was, and he went back to the beginning of benching. Amalei, my Tabba, why did you do this? Why don't you say the bracha? Amalei, Damar Shil Bar Amarav. Rav Shil say the name of Rav. Notice it's Rav again. Tach is a Reish. If you have a mistake, go back to the beginning. In fact, the Marsa Gidim Bar Miami says back, Amarav, who is the name of Rav? Tav, Amar Brach Shasan. He said you could say this Brach Shasan, you can make this bracha as an alternative. So here the Mar gives the qualification we said before. Amalei, Lav Itmarla, it was said, Amar Nashe Bar Techliv, Amarav, Leisher El Shle Pasal Batav Ametiv, Av Pasal Batav Ametiv, Chesel Reish. This thing you can say this bracha to make up for Ritzei or Yav Yavai is only till you start the bracha Batav Ametiv, so you start the next bracha. Once you start the next bracha, you no longer can make up the missing Yav Yavai or Ritzei with this bracha, it's too late. So it's a very short window after Baini Abraham Mishnah Mami realized, oh, I left our Ritzei, I left Yav Yavai. Say this bracha after you start bracha Tashem Gedem Echaylam, you cannot say this bracha anymore. But if it's immediate, you can. The Rush actually speaks out on this idea that you see that when something is immediate to the bracha you finish, the Rush essentially learns, even though we're making a new bracha, we're not just saying the words Yav Yavai, you're making a full new bracha. You're not just saying Ritzei, you're making a full new bracha. But the Rush learns that there's a certain sense of connection when something is immediate. And therefore, if someone left out something like Mashi Ruch Mar Nageshem, and he said just Mar Atal, or he said, instead of saying the same Talmud of Rach, he said the same bracha, the Rush wants to say that based on this, if you say, let's say by the bracha of Mivarech Hashanim, bracha to Hashem, Mivarech Hashanim, the same Talmud of Rach, if you say those words immediately connected to finishing the bracha, that would be okay. And you wouldn't have to go back or say it by Shema Kaleinu. Similarly, by Mashi Ruch, if you say after Mechaim Esim, if you say Mashi Ruch Mar Nageshem immediately after Mechaim Esim, as long as it's connected to the bracha, that would be fine. The Rush wants to say this based on our discussion, our Gemara, Lemaisa, where of course we're not, once you say bracha, Hashem, it's too late, and you blew it. You have to go back to the beginning. By those cases, Shmoneh Esrei, Mashiv Ruach, by Seidel Matav Bracha. Seidel Matav Bracha, you have the option of Shema Kaleinu, but by Mashiv Ruach, you have to go back to the beginning. You don't say that saying it right after the bracha does work. Over here, by benching, saying this bracha after Bnei Yerushalayim, before Bracha to Hashem, Atev Ametiv, that does, yes, work. Amrav Idi Bar Oven, Amrav Amram, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Shmuel, Tov LeHiskus Shem Rosh Chodesh B'Tfila. If one in Shmoneh Esrei left out Rosh Chodesh, left out Yav Yavai, Machzir Nesai, you have to preach Shmoneh Esrei Berachas Mazon. However, if one left out Yav Yavai Berachas Mazon and benching, Ein Machzir Nesai, he need not bench again. What's the difference? Amrav Idi Bar Oven, Baravin the Rav Amram, Maishat Tfil Maishat Berachas Mazon. Why by Shmoneh Esrei you have to go over Shmoneh Esrei again, and why by benching does he not have to? I had the same question. And he said to me, I didn't hear this from Shmuel. Let's figure this out ourselves. I didn't hear this from Shmuel. Now, Shmuel was the one who said the psak, that by Shmuel you have to go back. By benching, you don't have to go back. I didn't hear Shmuel give a reason, but let's figure it out. Tfila de chayvihi machzir nasei berchas mazayna di ibayachi ibayleachu machzir nasei. Very simple. Shmoneh Esrei, you have to daven, it's a chiv to daven. Shmoneh Esrei, Amr Shchedesh, there's a chiv, it's a chiv to daven every day. Since the chiv is daven every day, so Amr Shchedesh, we say, you have to say Yav Yavi in that tfila of chiv, and if you don't, your tfila of chiv is messed up, and then you have to daven again. Benching, you don't have to bench every day, you don't have to eat. Eating is up to you. You have a choice whether you have to eat or not. Since there's a choice whether you eat or not, if you don't eat, there's no benching. Since if you don't eat, there's no benching. So even if you ate and benched without Yavi Yavi, of course it's supposed to say Yavi Yavi if you missed it, but Yavi, you're not going to be a reason to bench again. Fact Tesvis, you don't have to eat. Amish Chedesh, you're not allowed to fast. You do have to eat. Punkt Amish Chedesh, you're not allowed to fast. You do have to eat. So what do you tell me you don't have to eat? Tesvis, it's very simple. You don't have to eat bread. Even Rosh Chodesh, we have to eat. You don't have to eat bread. You don't have to have a meal. There's no chiv suda. On Rosh Chodesh, we have no chiv suda. You don't have to eat. Therefore, even if one eats and doesn't say Yav Yavai, he need not bench again. So very interesting, very fundamental difference. We're going to see that Shabbos Yom Tov is different. Shabbos Yom Tov is a chiv suda. When there's a chiv suda, if one is a chiv suda and he neglects to say Yav Yavai or it's say in benching, he does have to bench again. On Rosh Chodesh, where even though there's an inyan to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh, it's not really a sudas, it's not a chiv suda of Rosh Chodesh. It's a nice inyan, not a chiv suda of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, if only Yav Yavi, he need not bench again. Says Gemara, Al-Mehat, Shabbos Yom Tov, Leisag Le'achol, Hachanami Titzai, Hadar, Shabbos Yom Tov, you have to have a meal, there's a chiv to have a suda. Over there, if you make a mistake, you have to go back? He says, yes, Amalei, indeed. Damar Shilab Amarav, Tavachayz, Tavachayz, if one makes a mistake, and leaves out Ritzei or Yav Yavim benching, has to go back to the beginning. What do you mean? We have to go back to the beginning. We said there's Eitzah of saying this Brach of Brach Shnasan. It's still that Eitzah. La Vitmer, we already explained that. We already qualified that. That if you started Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, that Bracha, Tev Meitiv, then you have to go back to the beginning. If you didn't start that Bracha, you can still say the other Baruch as a supplement, as a makeup for missing Yav Yavim Ritzei. But what would we see? We see that once you missed Yav Yavim Ritzei and you missed this supplemental Bracha because you started Hatev Meitiv, you have to go back to the beginning, Chayz L'Resh, because Shabbos Yontif, the Suda is Ma'akiv. Since there's a Chiv Tef Suda, therefore the Yal V'Yavim Ritzei are also requisite a Ma'akiv if one doesn't say it. Whereas on a day where you don't have to have a Suda, and that's by the way the same way by Tefillah, by Shemir Esrei, since you're Mechiv to Daven, so if you left out Yal V'Yavim, you have to go back and Daven again. Whereas by benching on a Resh Chayz, you don't have to have a Suda, and therefore it's, if one left it out, it's not Ma'akiv. What's the minimum amount of bread we said that one has to eat in order to join to Zimun and Mechlekes? We just said it has to be the share of an egg. Reb Meir Tanakama said it has to be the share of a kazayas. Remember, the Meir Chashav Kazayas, Reb Yehuda Kbeitza, is the share for a Meir that's Chashav Kazayas. And by Reb Yehuda, the share of Kbeitza, we find exactly opposite. For Ev Chashaminu, we learn opposite. It's not we learned in the Mishnah. V'chein Mishatz Mishlaim. What's V'chein? V'chein, also someone who left Yishlaim. That's talking about someone who left Yishlaim and realizes that he has in his hand Basa Kachim. That's that case. What's the V'chein? V'chein is because the Mishnah prior was talking about a person who's going to come to Eretz Yisrael, come to Yishlaim, I should say, to bring his Karm Pesach, and he realizes, you know, Allah is not allowed to shecht Karm Pesach, you're not allowed to have any chametz around in your house when you shecht Karm Pesach. So if he's close enough, he goes back home and destroys the chametz. If he's far enough away, he could be Mevatel B'liba, he could just nullify it, and that's sufficient. Fine, so again, the first line of that Mishnah, which we're not quoting Agamar, is that when a person is traveling to bring his Karm Pesach, if he's close enough, and he realizes he has Chametz at home, if he's close enough, he has to destroy it, go back home and destroy it. If he's far enough, he could just nullify it. V'chein, and similar type of idea, the other direction, Mishiyot Mishlaim, when he's leaving Yishlaim, V'nisku Shavei B'yaday, Basar Kodesh, and he remembers that he had in his hands Basar of Hekdesh, Im Avert Seifim, if he passed Seifim, Seifim Mekayimah, if he passed Seifim, Rashi learns Seifim is a place, Har Seifim is a place. Tesis learns Seifim means if you pass the place where you can no longer see, the word Sefer means to see, where you no longer can see Yishlayim. So if you pass the place where you can't see Yishlayim anymore, or if you pass, according to Rashi, the place called Sefer, Sefer Mekarmi, it's already too far of a shlep. We don't make or then he's supposed to go back and burn Yishlayim. And there's actually a place in the base of where you burn it. But if it went too far, then he doesn't, he can burn it in his place. But if he didn't go that far, Chayesu goes back, he burns it in front of the Bira by the base of with the Atzim Racha, the special wood that was designated to burn these Pasla Kachim. Ad Kamin Chayesu, for how much chametz? Now, what's the shear of size of chametz that he has to go back to his house, or for Basa Kachim, he has to go back to Yushlayim to burn? Ad Kamin Chayesu, Meir Omer, Zev Zev Kibetza, Meir says the shear is Kibetza. For Rebbe Yehuda, Zev Zev Kazayas, Rebbe says Kazayas. Mamish, the inverse of Yabayas, where Rebbe Yehuda says that the shear of being able to join into benching is a Kibetza, and Meir says it's a Kazayas. Here it's opposite. Amar Biechon, Amar Chavsa Shita, flip it. You have to flip the Shitas. The way we have it was backwards. Flip it and say that in our Mishnah, Rebbe Meir is the one that says you need Kibetza, and Rebbe Yehuda is the one that says you need a Kazayas. Abay Amar, don't flip it. And there's a logical explanation to the machlekes to why they switch their opinions. Over here, they argue based on psukim. Rameir says v'chalta. Says v'chalta, and you eat, and then you bench. Zu achila, v'savata, zu shtia. That's drinking. V'achila b'kazayas. Achila is in the first achila. Severe refers to drinking, and therefore, what's the shev achila? The shev achila is kazayas, and that's enough. Rabbi Yudaymer says v'chalta v'savata. No, the svia means an explanation on the achila. Achila shesh b'svia means an eating which has svia v'ezazu. The minimum share of an eating which has svia kazayas, not enough, would have to be at least a kibetza. Hasam, that machlekes is how to interpret the psukim. Hasam, what's machlekes over there? B'svara pligi. It's machlekes in svara. Rameir savar chazrasik t'masay. Rameir says the requirement to go back to destroy the chametz or to burn the basar in Yerushalayim is based on the shear of tumah. We know the shear of tumah is kibetza. Matamas kibetza, the shear of tumah with food being able to contract and convey tumah is a kibetza. Af chazarasa b'kibetza, so too the din of returning for the burning of the chametz or for burning of the basar, that kapsul yetza outside Yerushalayim is kibetza. Rebuta sefer, no chazarasa kisuri. Let the shear of whether you have to be chayz or not be based on the shear for iser. My sur b'kazayis, just like the shear of iser is a kazayis, kazayis of chametz aser. So too af chazarasa kazayis, so too the chazara is a shear of kazayis. Let's quickly read through the Mishnah just to finish it off, but we're going to pick it up from here in Mitzvah and Shabbos. Ketzav Azamnim, how do you make a Zimun? B'shleish, when you have three people, I'm a Nevarich, the person who leads says Nevarich, let us bench. B'shleish, of who? When there's three besides him, there's four people, I'm a Baruch Hu, we could say Baruch Hu. Basara, when there's 10 people, I'm in a Baruch Leikenu, you say Baruch Leikenu. Basara, when it's 10 plus him, I'm a Baruch Hu again, you can say Baruch Hu Leikenu. Echad Asar Vecha Asar Ribay. Whether this same text is used, whether it's 10 people or whether it's 10,000 people. Now, that's the next line of the Mishnah clearly is going to say there is a different text based on how people there is, and it's going to be clear in the Mishnah that that's Rabbi Yasi is the next line of the Mishnah, and the Tanakhama is saying we don't make distinctions in how many people once you're above 10, and I basically say there is a distinction, and that's going to be these lines coming up right now. B'meya, who Aimer B'meya says, Nevarach Hashem Alekeinu, you know, just saying Nevarach Alekeinu, Nevarach Hashem Alekeinu. B'meya V'hu, Aimer Baruch Hu. B'elef Hu Aimer, Nevarach Hashem Alekeinu Alekei Yisrael. B'elef Hu, you say, Baruch, Aimer Baruch Hu. Hashem Alekeinu Alekei Yisrael. B'riba, when there's 10,000, Aimer Nevarach Hashem Alekeinu Alekei Yisrael Alekei Tzavaka Yisrael Yishev Kruvim Alamazin Shechalnu. For the Muslim we ate, and Bereba Vuf is 10,000 plus one, plus him, then he could say, I'm a Baruch Hu, and everything we just said before. Kenyon Shem Mavarech, Kach Ein Macham, the way he says the Baruch, that's the answer after him. Baruch Hashem, Elikenu, Elikay Yisrael, Elikay Tzvais, Tzvakais, Yeshev, Akruv, Alamazin, Shechalnu, that's Shechalim Mishlai. So the responders say the same thing, the same nusach as the leader. Right? Basically, Aimer, Lefi Rav Kal, Aimer Verchel, that's what we just explained, really, that these last few lines is Lefi Rav Kal, based on the size of the Kal. That's the way that the bracha varies based on the size of the Kal. You add on more nuschayas. And what's the source for this? Shenemar, B'makeleis Baruch Hu Elikim Hashem B'kar Yisrael. In the gatherings, you should bless Hashem from the source of Yisrael. We learn from there that the more people, the more we use the word embellish, the more we add praises into the bracha. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzino Beis Akneses, Aimer Baruch Hu Hashem, Echem Rubim Echem Watem, Aimer Baruch Hu Hashem. Just like in front of Beis Knesses, it doesn't make a difference if it's 10 people or 50 people. Once you have 10, you have the threshold, and that's, you say Baruch Hu Hashem, and that's it. You don't change. Rabbi Akiva was that same sheet we said before, Tanakama, Echad Asar, Echad Asar Riboy, that's like Rabbi Akiva, whereas the whole Mishnah afterwards, which explained different Nischos based on the amount of people, that is like Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayrach. Not just Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach. That is the text that we use in the Beis Knesses, and that's Taka what we say. That's what we say till today. We'll pick it up here on Shabbos.